Hello, friends, and welcome back to our Bedtime Stories podcast. I've got Jaina here with me.
Hi.
And I've got Grayson.
Hi.
And tonight we are reading Olivia and the Fairy Princesses. So if you don't know, Olivia is a book series about, it looks like a fancy pig. I've actually never read one of these before, so.
With a
princess dress. And a wand and a crown.
She's like, what is? I look ugly.
All right, so this is written and illustrated by Ian Falconer.
And she has a mirror.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready to start reading?
Yeah.
All right. Olivia was depressed. I think I'm having an identity crisis, she told her parents. I don't know what I should be. Well, said her father, you'll always be my little princess. That's the problem, said Olivia. All the girls want to be princesses. At Pippa's birthday party, they were all dressed in big pink ruffly skirts with sparkles and little crowns and sparkly wands, including some of the boys. I chose a simple French sailor shirt, matador pants, black flats, a strand of pearls, sunglasses, a red bag, and my gardening hat. She really stands out, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Why is it always a pink princess? Why not an Indian princess or a princess from Thailand? Or an African princess or a princess from China. There are alternatives.
Or elf.
I like her way of thinking. I think that one's the princess from Thailand, it looks like.
Oh. My favorite's that one with the dress.
The Indian princess?
Yeah. I like all of them.
I do too. I like that she has different ideas of princesses. For the school dance recital, everyone was trying out for the fairy princess ballerina, even a couple of the boys. But Olivia, said her mother, I seem to remember last year you wanting to be a ballerina. That was when I was little. I'm trying to develop a more stark, modern style. Olivia, it's time for your bath, said her mother. And on Halloween, said Olivia, look, she's walking to the bathroom, mom, ranting. What did all the girls go as? Princesses, says her mom. Princesses, says Olivia.
Princesses.
I went as a warthog. It was very effective. Why all the other ones are running away from me? If everyone's a princess, then princesses aren't special anymore, said Olivia. Why do they all want to be the same?
She's boys.
She's not a valid point. After her bath, Olivia's mother read her a story. It was about a beautiful maiden who was locked in a tower by an evil queen. When a prince came along, rescued her, and made her his... Not his princess, cried Olivia. Help, says the maiden in the tower. And the prince is like, oh, I'll rescue you. Fine, said her mother, who was tiring of this discussion. I'll read you the story of the little match girl. Once there was a little girl who was forced to sell matches barefoot in the snow. The matches kept her warm for a while, but all too soon they ran out. Oh, mommy, that's so sad, said Olivia, tearing up. I may not want to be a princess, but I wouldn't want to be freezing in the snow. Her mother said, well, I want you to be asleep in 5 minutes. We all lose our patience at bedtime, huh?
Yeah.
But first, read me the story about Little Red Riding Hood. No, Olivia, it's bedtime. Just the parts where everyone gets eaten, please. No, I'm turning out the light.
Good night.
Olivia lay in the dark trying to sleep, but her brain wouldn't let her. Maybe I could be a nurse and devote myself to the sick and the elderly. I could use my brothers to practice bandaging and various other treatments. Needles. Shots. Or maybe I could adopt orphans from all over the world. Or I could be a reporter and expose corporate malfeasance. Then it occurred to her. I know, she sits up in bed. I want to be queen. Good for her. Way to be a leader, Olivia. Oh, I like that book so much. She's defying all the female stereotypes of having to be a princess, and she is going to be a leader.
Really?
Yeah. What do you guys think?
Can we read another book next week?
We'll read another Olivia book next week, I think.
How about let's read two books on the podcast?
We can try to read two books. I think the last podcast we did was pretty long.
Is it still going?
It is still recording. Did you want to say goodnight to all of our friends out in podcast land?
Yeah.
Just a reminder that you should always try to be more. You don't have to fall in the stereotypes. You can, if that's what you like, but you can always be more than the stereotypes.
And
you don't always have to be
whatever you want. want.
That's true.
And I'm going to get another Olivia book because I love this book.
I do too.
My library teacher has a lot of Olivia books.
Perfect. Okay, friends. Well, and you'll hear from us.
And if you want to be whatever you want, you look stupid. If you think you look beautiful and the other one thinks you look stupid, it's okay.
It's okay to be just whoever you want. Exactly. Okay, friends, you'll hear from us next week. Have a good night.
And ignore the mean ones.
Ignore the mean ones. Okay, say goodnight, guys.
Bye. Bye.